And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
I've had a Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm mashed.
I'm mashed.
Yeah, I went to the pub on Saturday night and I came back this afternoon.
Right.
So I've been in the pub for a day and a half. It can't be good for you. It's St. Patrick's Day special this week, so obviously we're kicking off with something from America. This is Queen V, Die For You.
Awake, standing on the front line, looking for the
Right, so Tony, so I said to her, I don't care if you've got the nicest ass in the world, you're not going hang gliding with me.
Oh, wow.
Right,
okay.
That was Queen V. We haven't played Queen V in a while, haven't we, Tony?
It's been a while, yeah.
It has been a while, Queen V. I am sorry, Queen V, but the thing is, you see, I've only got the one CD of you, Queen V, and we haven't heard of you in 5 years. No, this CD came out in 2005. I think we first played it.
Oh, 2 years ago?
Yeah, late 2007, I reckon.
Oh, right, okay.
Maybe. But there are some cracking tracks on it, and that one, it's an example. It ain't punk, is it? It ain't
no,
punk.
It's rock.
It's rock. It's girl-fronted rock. And but he's catchy. And I listened to some of the other tracks on this album. It's a really good album. Entitled simply Queen V. I believe it's still available via her MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/Queen V.
It is. And that's the letter V. Tony won, Paulie B in the instant. I reckon you'll win it this week, Tony.
Hey.
Yeah. I reckon you'll win it. Cool. But you made lots of funny A noises then. Or maybe you only made
glee.
One, but my Skype screwed up. Do you know what I did last week, Tony?
I
downloaded from Skype. There's a free, what they said were free voice recording things, so you can record. I can record an interview via Skype, basically.
Oh, okay.
But I downloaded them, and they're not free. The 30-day trials, and it's effectively, what are they called? Like spyware. They say they're free on Skype, but they just keep popping up and giving me shit.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to have to uninstall them now and find another way to record off Skype. For me, because I did realise that I could probably do quite a few interviews via Skype.
Mm.
Which would bring something to the show in weeks when we've got no other information, like this week, for example.
If you find if you find anything good, let me know, because the way I do it is a little bit crap. So I could do a good wave solution for it as well.
Well, if you just go into the things, I didn't realise that this is a radio show. And we're
good point.
A chat with each other about this. If you do go into Skype and you open up the extras or additions or things, utilities or something, there are quite a few different recording packages there that are free or a 30-day trial, so it might be worth getting one just to see how the recording goes on. You can always get rid, or that would obviously judging by the tone of your voice, the fact that that would involve effort means that will never happen. One other thing that will never happen, certainly not this week really, is any lengthy MySpace comments, which is what we will be doing now, but we've only had one week. myspace.com/punkyradio. Please do send us a MySpace. I was reading the cockroach are moving from MySpace to Facebook, saying that as a social network, MySpace has now officially failed, but it is still the best resource for music. It's still the best place for bands, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Facebook's not very good, is it, for bands?
It's such rubbish for bands. So and that's why we still do the MySpace stuff every week, because we want to encourage you to use MySpace, not as a social networking tool particularly, but as just a research tool for bands, because it is the best place to hear their stuff and get in touch with them. Because all the bands, most bands that are current, still log into their MySpace pages most days, so you can find out stuff about them. They are updating the pages. I found out today about a fantastic gig in Mansfield that's happening in mid-May that I wouldn't have known without going on MySpace. So, you know, it's still worth it. Anyway, we did get one MySpace comment from a man, no stranger to a social network, Jeff Ugly Shoes, who says, apparently, I can't spell it apparently, and he had spelled apparently completely correctly. This is after last week when he spelled apparently incorrectly.
Okay.
Mark did pay for that meal, Paul. See, I knew he had. If you were listening, if you're listening this week, you're thinking, this is the shittiest section of any show I've ever heard. This is just two people talking about stuff no one else does. No, he did pay for the meal in Columbus, Mississippi, that myself and Jeff Ugly Shoes had. He said, but he took it out of my paycheck later. I'm working for him at the time. Brilliant show, Jeff. He did say thanks to you on Facebook as well. I'm not doing Facebook comments because there's only one comment. Jeff, so that's it for me in this spirit. So I will be asking you for more of an input. A normal Tony this week, because I've got very little to say, and my mouth hurts.
Oh.
As I say, everything hurts. I've overdone it this week, very much so. A band, however, who haven't overdone it. They've got it just right. Their hip bones slimmer than Knee Tremblers, Tony. Oh, now, we played a track of their new album last week, didn't we? The Neanderthal Sounds of Hip Bones Slim and the Knee Tremblers. Mm-hmm. And last week, we played Primitive Rock. Well, there's so many good tracks on this album. What I wanted to do, this band are very good at... there are various classic rhythms in rock and roll, aren't there? There's various ways, and there's various sort of song structures and that, and they deal with every single one really well. And this is an example of this. This is an absolutely classic and odd kind of Eastern mysticism rock and roll number. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
No, you idiot. You got it right last week.
It was.
No, oh. It's just Hip Bone Slim, isn't it?
Oh, cock it.
You got it right last week.
Yeah, I thought I did. I thought, well, it's obviously the one I thought... Oh, all right.
I think it is. MySpace.com/ Hip Bone Slim. That's Tony one, boy, the internet one. I'll tell you what, Tony. That was no great shakes. I think I mentioned it was the Guana Bats underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week in that last section.
I don't think you did.
No. I didn't. No. Let's get that right now. It's Midnight Configuration underneath us at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
Thank you.
No problem at all. That was Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. They are gigging regularly. They are fabulous. You have to go and see them. I want to. Oh, we've got some Bridget Handley and the Dark Shadows cheeky news coming up in the show, if I remember.
Oh, nice.
Have you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. We're doing very well again. And so if you haven't voted so far for us, please do vote for us. I think we're in the top 30 now of the top 50 podcasts on there.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, this afternoon. I think we're about 30 or 33, something like that, or you know, 30-ish. But, you know, we still need more votes, so please do vote for us. Easy way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if so wish, because we read them out. And thank you very much for all your votes so far. In the top five, we're still playing catch up a little bit. Third World Vote. As serious supporters of all things punky, we would like to point out that punky still rocks and should be made compulsory listening to anyone with more than one brain cell. We do, however, have one concern, and that is perhaps Mr. Paul B. Edwards is maybe now a tad too old to be presenting a show full of music so full of energy when his own is fading fast. perhaps the youthful Mr. Tony Hearn should take over. Have some Helen Dawes.
Oh, I know the best thing to do, Helen, yeah. If you're worried about me getting too old for the show and think I might not have long left, well, why not finish me off by sending me a bottle of fucking pastis to get leathered before I go out? That bottle has been cracked open. It is relatively dangerous.
Hence the bad mouth.
It's relatively dangerous in the wrong hands. My hands. My hands are the wrong hands.
Thanks for the comment. And the thought, I do hope to taste that pastis maybe at some point if I ever find my way down south again.
So by the time you get here, I'll finish it.
Yeah.
In fact, if there is any left when you come down in the car, I'll finish it just to piss you off.
Fair enough.
What an evil idea. Hey, Tony, come down for some of this pastis. Oh, sorry, mate, finished it.
Shame. Milky Pants! It's a new year and I haven't voted yet. How shocking. And although not quite out of hibernation yet, I simply had to get my little claws out for you before I stick my head back under the furry duvet again until March. Rock on, guys, and happy birthday, Paulie B. Kiss, 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 hug, hug, hug. And that's from the beautiful Stephanie, who's finally voting.
I'll stick my head under her furry duvet. Surely she must have known that was coming.
Probably. Thanks for that, Steph. About time you voted.
Thank you, Steph. Bring Seth down, I'll save some pasties for her.
Oh, okay, oh, nice, thank you.
And lock you in the cupboard.
Not
again. Not again, Paul.
I think the locals are starting to think I'm off my rocker, because I keep listening to Punky on the bus, and I can't help but chuckle. I've been told there's nothing quite as disconcerting as a random happy-looking goth. By the way, love razor bed kisses. I've been trying to get people to listen to them for ages. That's from Insane Star.
Insane Star, we have some more goth for you in the second half of the show that has a very good reason to be. Or, if you're Helen, a red on debt.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So you'll be an even happier goth on the bus. An unusual occurrence. Yeah. I'm drinking Bovril.
Nice.
Yeah.
Punky Rocks, all the fun, half the calories. Keep up the great shows. Scott Jakubik. Thanks, Scott.
Scott's absolutely right.
He is.
We have got, I half my body weight with the shit I had this morning. But I say this morning, early this afternoon. But I say I had a curry last night. It was horrible.
It was horrible?
Yeah, it was so horrible it made me angry.
Wow, what, whilst you're eating it?
Yeah, well, I thought a green chilli was a green bean, so I put a little mouth in one and ate it and swallowed it. It just went, oh my god! Just ran into the kitchen to get a glass of water with my mouth on fire. I was very angry about it. You don't have green chillies in Wellington Joffrey. No. I don't have green beans in them either. I should have been suspicious. No. But.
Ah. One final comment. Happy birthday, Tony. Happy late birthday, Milky Pants. Why don't you let us play some more music on Kuru Radio? Send me an MP3, you twat. Jeff will be shoes. I have done now.
You have done now.
He's happy now. I've sent
it. It's like the shows are twinned this week, because they're going to play one of you and we're playing a song that they played on the first show.
Ah.
They played it this week.
Well, nice.
Thanks for the blow job.
Ah.
And we'll be playing a song by the way.
That's it, Podcast Ali. Thanks for your votes.
Well, in that case then, this.
Dusty!
Devilish Presley, Tony.
Nice.
On an enforced hiatus due to poor old Jackie's wanking accident.
When are they back? Is it? They've been away
November.
For a while now, haven't they?
Yeah, I think they're having a year off, aren't they? They're having a whole year off, so she gets better properly. Good luck with that, Jack. I hope you're well. That was the patron saint of hate, because it being St. Patrick's Day.
Nice.
It's St. Patrick's Day this week, and everybody's going to do all the St. Patrick's specials, and there's going to be plastic mix all over the place, there's people wearing hats drinking green Guinness, but they don't drink Guinness all year, then they drink Guinness one day and pretend they're Irish for a day, and they're having a great time. Like, you know, we talked about this before. I've got no problem with the Irish celebrating St. Patrick's Day. It's a brilliant idea. Excellent. I just don't understand why the rest of the world celebrates it as well, particularly this country, when we don't celebrate St. George's Day. I get angry about it every year, don't
I? It is a good point.
Yeah. So basically, the British public is a twat. Now, speaking of which, oh, you listen to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony. Have you got the twat?
I do. Thanks for all your nominations so far. I need more. Always need more, and I keep saying it, but I do mean it. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Simple. And this week it's from Matt B, who says, I would like to nominate John Shepherd, as he borrowed a PlayStation 3 game and a bunch of CDs from me and conveniently forgot about it. And then
asked a wanker.
Exactly. And then I then asked for them back, but he just says, I'll bring them round this week. This went on for about 2 months. I got so pissed off, I decided to go around to his house, push past him to get my stuff back. So if you're not giving me back my stuff and ignoring me, I nominate John Shepherd as a twat. That's from Matt B.
Well, Matt, that's fair enough. It's a fairly short-lived twat this week. It's specific. The bloke's been a bit of a twat.
Yeah, it's fair enough. It's short, but it's
there was no need for that. I sympathise as well, because the bloke that lent me the Great Rock and Roll Swindle, you remember when I talked about that a few months back now?
Yeah.
He finally came around to pick it up on Saturday, and I couldn't find it. I'm sorry, mate. It's in the library somewhere. He said, it's alright, just... Because I thought I'd put it out somewhere so that when he came round, I'd be able to just pick it up and give it to him, but I don't know where that is.
Crap. And Luke's still got your records as well. Everyone's got everyone else's stuff.
I know, sorry.
And Luke's still got your records.
Luke's still got my fucking records. He's a right twat. I want those. There's loads of them. There's bags and cases of them in Dad's loft. I'll have to get them some. I'll have to go and get them myself.
Yeah,
no.
I'll
get them myself.
So you ready for this?
Was.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so I think Matt's from Dereham in Norfolk. So,
right.
John Shepherd from Dereham in Norfolk
is a twat.
Thank you.
I hope he's happy.
Yeah, should be.
Right, so, time for... So, what is Devilish Presley's MySpace page then?
MySpace.com/Devilish Presley.
No, myspace.com/November10th Records. And that's all letters, November 10th Records. And that track, The Paint, Shake the Paint, was from the fabulous album Flesh Ride, which we played quite a few songs off. It really, really is a good album. I recommend you buy it. And best of luck to Jackie for getting well. And hello, Johnny. Now, though, it's time for something that was played on the first edition of Kuru Radio. Our friends from Columbus, Mississippi. And I liked it so much, so I wanted to play it on this one. So I got them to send it through. And oh, we'll talk about it now, yeah. Let's do it now. It's called, the band are called Mystic Knights of the Cobra. And they feature Jeff Ugly-Shoe's niece. And they're from California.
Oh, nice.
And I've just added them on MySpace. And I might as well ask you now, in fact, what is Mystic Knights of the Cobra's MySpace thing?
MySpace.com/ Mystic Knights of the Cobra.
It is indeed. Tony 2, Paulie being Internet 2. Thanks for the blowjob. Is a good song.
Great song.
That's what I say there. That is a good song. Well, all the songs are really good. But do check out their MySpace page, myspace.com/ Mystic Knights of the Cobra. Now then, Tony, over the last week, I imagine you've been up to your eyes in it, have you?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. So you probably have, I doubt very much that anything even slightly off the radar
exactly
would have been noticed this week. Yeah, and you probably, I would have thought, have forgotten all about our wonderful sponsors, GoDaddy.
Oh, completely.
Let me tell you about them to the tune of Chromosome 3, because I haven't done the bed yet. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and here's a podcast thing. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's
PUNKY8,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that XXX exchange rate, baby.
And there is now a Punky 9 code. That's
Punky 9!
Which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code. Punky 25, that's
Punky 25!
Gives 25% off orders of over £65. Buggeration! And there's more. Punky20H, that's
Punky20H!
Gives 20% off hosting plans and Punky SSL. Oh, sorry, and the code PunkySSL, that's
PunkySSL!
I really want there to be more of these, so eventually you can only be heard by dolphins. Which will give you a standard SSL cell for just $12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Hey!
You were putting your... It's a good job you added all them singing lessons. I don't think you'd have got through that. You've got what's it called when you've got a singer? How you range? What's your range? You go octave. You go by the octave. What's your range?
I don't know.
I've got about half an octave.
I think it's about an octave from low to high, but it's not a big one.
I've got about half an octave. It's going down. I'll blame the fan. It's time for the next track, Tony. Now this next track, right, is something I'll tell you about after we've played it. Zeitgeist Zero, Beasts Under My Bed. We'll be right back. Zeitgeist Zero, Tony, from their album Zeitgeist Zero. Why should I be so fascinated by the name Zeitgeist Zero? I'll tell you shortly, but first of all, what I want to know is, what is Zeitgeist Zero's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zeitgeist Zero.
Indeed. Now, it would be tempting to call that goth, but as we know, a lot of goth bands don't like being called goth, so I'm going to give them their correct title, as noticed on their MySpace page. That is industrial rock, my friend.
Oh, okay.
And they've got a new album out, or a more recent album out, and this one came out a few years ago now. They have got a more recent album out than this that we haven't got yet, but I am going to send them a MySpace message when I tell them that they're on the show this week, and say them, by the way, if you want to get your record company to send us a copy of the new album, do, because I quite like you. But I say quite, I do like you. I've played them on the show. The reason I'm so... oh, by the way, you're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath this. Thank you. That's a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Now, the reason I'm so interested in the words Zeitgeist and Zero. I don't know whether you know about this, but there's also been a movie made called Zeitgeist Zero. I couldn't tell whether it was just an online one or not. I've seen the first hour of it that I watched at Steve's pub, the Ashcroft Arms, about 5 o'clock this morning. So I wasn't looking the worse for wear when watching it, but it's a conspiracy theory 9/11 film, right?
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No. Well, it has got some very interesting premises. As I've only seen the first hour, but about the first 15-20 minutes talk about the roots of Christianity and the belief in the worship of the sun, which goes as opposed to the Daily Mirror, which goes right back to ancient Egyptian times. Okay. And the basic it's all, there's the same patterns run through most religions, and it's all this thing. It's just quite interesting, doesn't it? So basically everybody who worships in pretty much any capacity at all, they are actually all worshipping the same principles, but it's just different names.
Right.
And it's very interesting. But then they go into some quite convincing conspiracy theory stuff about 9/11, or as we call it over here, 11/9. And
true.
I've only seen the first hour, but it's online. It's worth checking out. And apparently, it wasn't available online for a year or two. I think there was people trying to keep it off the net because it was a bit too close to the bone or whatever. And I can understand now. If you're watching this thing, it is easy to be, you can be taken in with it, but my only thing about it was that it's very easy to make a movie about a conspiracy theory, because the people that want to believe what you're saying can easily buy into your own conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Because you can put a point of view across that hasn't occurred to anyone else and exposes everyone, but it can be because you want people to think that, or you can make, like, for example, in this film, they show a photograph of one of the Twin Towers as it pancaked, right, as it came down, and then it shows three small explosions at the bottom of the building,
right. Okay.
It's a photograph, and it shows these three flashes of light at the bottom of the building, and that's the route for an idea, a premise that the US government had planned it all, wanted it all, and to make sure the buildings came down, because they didn't know whether they would pancake when the planes went into them, they blew them up from the bottom on the point of impact. Right.
Okay.
However, it's very easy. I could Photoshop a photograph and put three little white things on the bottom of the picture. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, and everything that you're showing, everything could easily have been doctored. I mean, what they're basically making out is that the government have doctored all of this, so this happens. And I'm watching it thinking, well, hang on, haven't you just doctored that, so that happens? Maybe I was just reading into it too much. I'll tell you what, mate. Mm-hmm. If you get into conspiracy theories a bit, you end up just watching your back, you never go to sleep, you sleep with one eye open. Etc. And I would rather just think, oh fuck, I'm a car, I'm loving
it. I might watch it though. That sounds good.
Which is why I stopped after an hour. But yeah, it is worth watching, and I am going to watch the second hour at some point. Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that, really.
Okay.
And I, realise I mentioned it for a bit longer than I maybe intended to. Can you leave what you're going to do for this bit to the next bit?
Sure.
Brilliant. In that case, then, let's get on with the next bit, because I want to play, this is about a band called Red Track, who we played a track called Pole Dancer by them a while back now, and I think they're an Essex band. I'm not entirely convinced about that, but they are playing a gig at Club 85 in Hitchin on April the 9th, and I've been invited along to go and interview the band, and I can't be there that night because I'm doing my own show in Hitchin that night. I can't be there. But I said to him, like, because I got the email through from Manila PR saying we'd like to go. I said, no, but have you got anything else by Red Track? Because I think we played the two songs you sent us before. They went, yeah, we've got another two. So they sent another two tracks, and so this is one of them, basically. And I listened to it. I thought, oh, this isn't reminiscent of a sort of poppy wonk unit.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what you think, Tony. This is perfectly fine intellectual.
I take things and I bend them out of shape. I lied again, I missed a trick and I lost a friend. Now I'm backtracking, I make plans in and I'll make sure I'm late. She said, you know you're in trouble when you're making some plans and everybody's too busy running out on you. You're alone in a firing line. Oh, and a bruise ricochet on the bones in my hands. I'll be shaving some face, cause I saw this coming to go down on me, smiling inside. Trust me as far as you can throw me, and I promise I'll be waiting, I'll be honest, I'll be perfectly fine intellectual. Trust me as far as you can throw me, and I promise I'll be waiting, I'll be honest, I'll be perfectly fine intellectual. Say a silly thing, you fell for it and he let you in. He seems so familiar, the same with the venom of a snake. Because I lie again, I make you think you'll go ahead. Because I'm so familiar, I take plans in and I'll make sure I'm late. Just said you know you're in trouble when it all goes to plan, but everybody's too busy running out on you. You're alone in that firing line. And a bullet's ricochet off the bones in my hands. I'll be saving some face, cause I saw this coming too. I'll go down, I'll be smiling inside. Trust me as far as you can throw me, and I promise I'll be waiting, I'll be honest, I'll be perfectly fine intellectual. Trust me as far as you can throw me, and I promise I'll be waiting, I'll be honest, I'll be perfectly fine intellectual, perfectly fine intellectual, perfectly fine intellectual, perfectly fine intellectual, perfectly fine intellectual. Perfectly fine intellectual, perfectly fine intellectual, Perfectly fine intellectual.
Red track. Red track. Perfectly fine intellectual. I clearly am not one. What do I want to know is, what was their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/RedTrackBand.
Nearly. MySpace.com/RedTrackTheBand.
Ah.
And did I ask you about Zeitgeist Zero? I didn't, did I? What's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zeitgeist Zero. I think you did, actually.
I did, yeah. And you got it right, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, where are we now? I'm lost on my score. I think it's 3-3.
Yeah, I think it's 3-3.
It's 3-3,
I think I got
right.
Hit Ben Slim wrong.
Yeah.
Devish Pesley wrong. And this one.
And this one. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad we've got that sorted out. That was a mixed crisis. There could have been a conspiracy theory. You listen to the Bed 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Now, we didn't have time for a possible gig guide in the last section. Have you got it here?
I do. So
does that mean it's time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide?
And it's from Jeff.
Oh, is it?
Issues. Who says?
It's March Jeff's show, isn't it?
Sorry? Yeah, it is, yeah. I know. Unbelievable.
I mean, let's face it, we've read out his comments, we're about to tell you about a gig he's doing, and we've even played a song by his fucking niece.
And we're sending him songs for his show.
Hey, it's unbelievable.
Cool.
Let's not mention him next week. Fuck him.
It's his turn.
Yeah.
March 20th, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Fantastic sci-fi con. Semch Surfers will be performing after the slave auction Saturday night at 10:30 p.m. open bar. Yep, we alcohol and slaves, what could be better? P.S. I want to play the Chavs on Kuru. Don't think we have any recordings for you, Jeff, unfortunately, apart from videos.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Really?
yeah, because they're all covers on them.
Yeah,
as well, so he wouldn't have the rights to play them alone. Well, he definitely wouldn't.
Definitely not.
No chance. I don't think the blokes who wrote Heartbreak Hotel want the way I'm singing it. But thank you for the offer, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, there you go. March 20th, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Fantastic sci-fi con.
Pardon me, boy. Is that Jeff's cock? I'll make you take it up your Chattanooga poop shoot. That makes that sense, really. I was going to say something then. Yeah, that does sound brilliant, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Free booze, slave auction, and the Cemetery Surfers.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Why aren't I there? That sounds like pretty well like a perfect night for me. Alcohol, slaves,
music,
and rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like any old weekend in the flat, as
it
goes.
That's true, yeah.
The Highwoman's Lodge. That's nice, isn't it? That's nice, isn't it? That sounds like a really good gig, is what I'm trying to get around to. I hope it goes well. If you're in the Chattanooga area and you fancy some fantasy science fiction, free booze, slaves, and a bit of the ugly shoes, well, you know where you want to be on Saturday. Just remind us where it is again.
This is Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the Fantastic Sci-Fi Con. After
brilliant.
The slave auction Saturday night.
Brilliant.
Hmm.
So that must conclude Tony's
international gig guide.
That's nice, isn't it?
Beautiful.
In the last section of the show, I'm going to tell you about what I did last week.
Okay.
But right now it's time, because it is a St. Patrick's Day special, and you will have noticed so far that we have played music. Let me just get this right. We played music from America. I mean, Devilish Presley are one's English, one's Australian. Mystic Knights of the Cobra from the US, very St. Patrick's Day. Zeitgeist Zero from Leeds, that well-known Irish capital. Then we had Red Track from the Irish county of Essex. And now we're going to right the way over to Tokyo, Ireland for this next song. because I do like to play something from Japan Files, and this week I thought what would be a nice Irish Catholic song to play for St. Patrick's Day, and they've got a lovely little hymn called Motherfuckers. So what I thought we'd do is play that. What I want to know is, what is and the band are called Kill Kills. Do check out japanfiles.com. It's a really good place to go and get brilliant Japanese music. So much of it is absolutely great. I mean, pretty much every Japanese song we play, we get emails about and people saying they really like them. These are the latest ones that are brilliant that we found. I think these are made up of people from another band. It might have been Ketchup Mania, I'm not sure, but I think there's a couple of people who were in another band who are now in this band. They're kind of a punk rock Japanese super group, I think. Anyway, what's the MySpace page?
myspace.com/killkills.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paul B, Internet 3. Mothers. Kill Kills, motherfuckers.
Nice.
You're listening to the Chup Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony. Another reason that I played the Kill Kills, motherfuckers track was because I was going to mention the Coven in the last section, where I bumped into Small Paul, motherfucker. And he was saying, why do you keep having a go at me on punk? I went, I don't, it's all friendly. Anyway, he was drunk, I was drunk, everybody drunk, always happy. Maybe he wasn't drunk. I can't remember. So I did my gigs last week in the Hitchin Electric. Friday night in Hitchin, brilliant crowd, great show, great fun. I said to everyone, I fancy going for a curry. Should we go for curry afterwards? And they went, yeah. But then we never decided which one that we were going to, so I went round to the bar we normally go round to, where none of the audience went to, because they'd all gone to various curry houses waiting for me. So they all showed up in the bar about an hour and a half after I'd got there, having had a curry, and I hadn't had one and was really pissed off. That's great organisation, isn't it? I was very pleased though, because I did get in. Did I mention to you about my the Heisenberg uncertainty?
Don't think so, no.
I've written a routine about the Heisenberg uncertainty and, well, basically my interpretation of it. It's an absolutely brilliant thing. It basically involves, the example given was the refraction of light through an apple, a glass apple. Right, this was very specific. They beamed a light through a glass apple, and it came out in three different directions, but obviously it's the same light as in three different places. Now, light is made up of electrons, so that means the same electron, mathematically, was in three different places at once. Now, we're made up of electrons as well, right? So our electrons could be in more than one place at once. Thus, this would compound the theory about parallel universes.
Okay. Right?
That we can be having different realities, different existences at all times. Everything is in a constant state of flux, and it's a real mindfuck. But it did lead to the punchline that I've been building up this routine all week, and I finally got it out on Friday. And it leads to the punchline whereby I point to various people in the audience I've already spoken to and say, so it means that there's an alternative reality somewhere where you're sucking me off in the back of my Mondeo, you don't mind about it, and you've paid me 50 quid to watch. Oh yes, because even a principle as high-minded as a Heisenberg uncertainty I can reduce to a cock joke in 10 easy sentences. So I was quite pleased about that, and I did that joke both nights, and that is now bedded in. I've got a new routine lately. So that was worth it for me alone. On the Saturday, I felt like shit in a bucket all day because I basically didn't go to bed. Well, I heard a blackbird singing. I heard a blackbird singing on Thursday night, and then I heard a blackbird singing on Friday night as well, which was bad. So Thursday night, I didn't go to bed till about 6 a.m.
Okay.
Friday, I did. But Friday night, Saturday morning was half five, 6 o'clock. Saturday night, obviously, did the show in Letchworth, then drove over to Steve's pub in the Ashcroft Arms, where me and Steve and a couple of the barmaids, all of me went over to the Coven.
Nice.
Where I got really drunk really quickly on shots with Loopy and such like, and decided to ignore everyone until I left again. We then allegedly went to California, a well-known gay bar in Luton, where I was so drunk, they said it was very funny to watch you doing this in a gay bar, Paul, because I basically braced myself on the bar and stared at a glass of wine for an hour. And just looked like I was ready to be bombed by anybody who came in. The trousers stayed on. We got back to Steve's where we talked balls for ages. And then, I went to bed at 5. I left Steve and the barmaids downstairs. I went to bed at 5. Guess what time I got up on Sunday?
4 o'clock in the afternoon?
20 to 5.
Nice.
Not bad. 20 to 5 in the afternoon I got up. Realised I had nothing to do. And said to Steve, I might just hang about and get pissed again. Is that all right? He went, yeah, it is all right, but I need an hour. But basically, you've got to leave the pub for an hour.
Okay.
I went, all right. So me and Laurie, the barmaid, who was one of the ones who'd been there the night before at the Coven, went for Kentucky Fried Chicken. And we got a bargain bucket. And we sat in there, eating. We sat in there with a bucket. Right? And she was going, look at all these people with their little boxes. He's got a bucket. Okay, it was good. Then went back to his and continued to get drunk until, 5 in the morning when Steve said, hey, let's watch a film. So we started watching this Zeitgeist Hero film, and it got to 6. He went, I'm going to go to bed. I went, look, it's light outside. So, I've done 4 nights in a row, and the earliest I've got to bed is about 5 in the fucking morning, which is one of the reasons I am a bit lashed. This I can't even remember what I'm doing this week. I'm doing Reading University tomorrow, all of them. And then... And then I think I'm in Exeter on Friday. I might be at St George's Hall. Oh, it might be Exeter University. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I'm in Exeter on Friday. Stog, I'm in Exeter. That's the joke. I can't. How about you, mate? You doing anything? I haven't asked you about you at all, please. It's over a new feature in this show called Tony Talks.
Nothing planned as yet for this week. We... more or less finished with a flat. Hopefully tomorrow we'll finally get a bed. We're bed hunting at the moment, trying to get a big bed. We bought a bed off eBay and it was too small. They've advertised it as a certain size, and we got it back to the flat. So I picked it up from Newark, took it back to the flat and unpacked it, measured it, and it was too short. So we had to contact him, and he's going to come and pick it up. So now we've got to go bed hunting again.
Oh, that's a pain, isn't it?
Yeah, so we thought we finally got a break and thought, right, that's that sorted, we can move in now, because it's painted now, that looks good.
Oh, excellent.
So, moving some things in, and hopefully this week, get some movement finally.
Any chance of a huge flat warming orgy?
Possibly a couple of orgies. Yeah, hopefully an orgy a week.
Well, maybe you can invite me to one of them.
Where are you up this way, sir? Any plans come up?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right, okay.
I have lost it this week, Tone.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Massively.
Thinking this morning at 6 o'clock, so I was just getting out of bed. As you were just going. That's strange.
I was just getting in it, yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, anyway. So
yeah, just checked out the local pubs around the place yesterday, and the closest pub has an open mic night and bands on, so I'm quite happy about that. So
and which pub is that?
The Rope Walk. It's on the corner.
Oh, right, cool.
Yeah. So I'm really happy about that.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it? Mm. Nicely. Oh, that's cool. Brilliant.
Yeah, wicked.
I'm looking forward to having a drink with you up there or something.
That'd be cool.
I'll make a weekend of it. I'll call it Records and Tony Weekend.
Ah, yeah, good point.
We will be talking about a fabulous gig that's going to happen on May the 15th in Mansfield. We'll tell you about that in a few weeks' time, which you might not know about yet, Tony, but I do, obviously, because I'm brilliant. Mm. It's time for the last song on the St. Patrick's Day special, though, and I hope you have all appreciated just how much we've delved into Irish history this week and how important, how we've been talking Irish accents all the way. So we've been having a bit of the crack, haven't we? Ireland this and Ireland that. We'll be back to normal next week. Here's the last song by a brilliant band called Sport Duan, who are from the part of Ireland more commonly known as Belgium. And I thought it would be particularly good to finish off with a Belgian band this week, just to make sure there's nothing Irish at all. But I have messed up a little bit, haven't I, Tony? You've seen which song this is. I have messed up a bit. I've really let myself down. What is Sport Duan's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SportDuan.
Yeah, and Duan is D-O-E-N, S-P-O-R-T-D-O-E-N. This is I'm a Leprechaun. And Tony.
Nice.
What a wonderful band. What I like about that song is not only is it called I'm a Leprechaun, but I can't hear them say I'm a Leprechaun throughout the song either.
Good.
Right, smart. Listen, there's loads of things we want you to do this week. We do. I mean, first of all, we've hardly had any of you get in touch with us this week. It would be nice to hear from you. You can email paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com with whatever you want, really. I like getting your poems and your jokes, and Tony likes getting your twats, and there's anything else you like getting, and his gig. He likes his gigs and his twats, and I like poems and jokes.
Yeah.
So I am more cerebral than I thought. We also really do want you to leave a review for us at your respective iTunes. How do they do that, Tom?
Easy way to do it is to go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Just hit that. It'll open up our music store page on iTunes, and you can review us there. Just log in and review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out.
Yeah. It finished Tony 5, probably being Internet 3. I just feel like we're really wrapping up this show this week, aren't we? This is a real end. This week is a proper end rather than waffling on. Thank you to the internet radio stations that continue to support us. We love you, and we will talk about you next week probably. I might see you in Exeter somewhere on Friday. I'm sorry I have no more information than that, but I've been a bit of a numpkin basically this week. I've drunk too much. I haven't eaten properly. I'm a bit of a mess, Tom.
Oh dear,
I have let myself down this week, but I'm going to be back on it next week. I've discovered the solution: Barocca and gin. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo.